Congratulations! You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And we're sliding super quick into an interview here. And I believe we've got on the line Coupe from Khaki Department. How are you doing, Coupe?
Kia ora, I'm doing well. Thank you, Steve. Thank you for having me on the show today.
Yeah, it's lovely to have you here. And we I played a little bit of some Khaki before. We've got Friday night. The track, but Saturday night is actually when Khaki are coming down. So can you tell us a little bit about the shows, the tour, who you're playing with, what the deal is?
Yeah, so we're coming down to yours, Otaputi, this Saturday, which is super exciting. We're jumping in a van and checking it off in, Thursday in Wellington, and then Otatahi on Friday, and then making our way down to you guys. It's going to be sick. We're playing with our friends Pining Radiata, who are also from the Manawatu, and you know Juno, I believe, which is going to be freaking sick. We hear that your Otaputi is an awesome joint, so we're really excited to come check it out.
Yeah, the right words to be saying, because we've actually got two of the Yours Otaputi folk in the studio as well with us right now, hiding. We've got Dylan here from Yours.
Giving
a visual wave, and also Mo as well. This is our little drive show where we take over with the Yours crew, talk some smack, and do some fun stuff. But you are also a breakfast host for Radio Control, so welcome to Dunedin, the Dunedin chat, the Dunedin vibe. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you love when you're down here. We've got to get you into the station, I reckon, talk some smack here.
Yeah, that sounds good. I mean, we first met here at Radio Control Fee, so it's so cool to see you out there doing it post-Euro tour. And post-tour whooping cough. You've made it to the show today, which is really sick.
just made it. And I'll definitely make it to the show on Saturday as well. I hear there's like a keg planned before already, and y'all have like a whole bottle of gin. It's also crate day. Do you know that on Saturday is crate day?
Yeah, someone's talking a mean game, eh? Like, it's going to be super exciting. I think I've been thinking about getting some turbo juice, just a crate of green bruises, and see how we go. I'll start drinking those after the show, though.
Of course, Yours is a very, very cool all ages venue, and so anyone can come along to the show and enjoy it. And the festivities surrounding that, you know, are private affairs, obviously.
I got a question for you.
I've
encountered this phrase recently, the Manawatu Renaissance. I just wanted to know what it's like living in the middle of such an important cultural time.
Oh wow, it's actually really, really fun. It's really cool. We've got a bunch of new young people who have connected with the community recently, and they're doing some really cool music. One of those people is Show Pony, who released another EP yesterday. I think it's like their 10th this year.
Wow.
They're 19 and absolutely cranking it. And I guess it's just like more of a post-COVID, it's really cool to see everything's happening again. We've had a cool venue in town, Tony's Pizza, who started allowing original bands to play in their space. Which is something different for Palmy. It's pretty normal down there, I'm sure, in Otaputi, but here in Te Papai Oia, traditional, like, original band spaces aren't so safe or don't feel so safe for our community, so it's really cool to kind of be expanding into those spaces with a more safe and inclusive kind of attitude, eh?
Yeah. Cool. have you made it down to Dunedin before?
I've never been to Dunedin personally.
Cool.
I just skipped and went into Queenstown at one point. True. So I did the traditional tourist thing. So I'm very excited to check out the hills. I'll see how my arthritic ankles go versus Dunedin hills.
We'll be able to figure that out. and you're coming down with like a bit of a wagon of people as well. So what's it been like being on tour with two big bands? It's like, what, 9 of you or something?
It's really, really cool. We were fortunate enough in the North Island to be able to split across two vehicles, so it was a bit more spacious, but we were definitely going to feel the cramp down in the South Island. We're doing the trip down to Otaputi on the Saturday, and then we're doing a return trip up to Otatahi on the Sunday because something about vans costing more to leave somewhere than to just drive back. So that's going to be real cool. It's just really choice being able to like cruise around the country with a bunch of your friends and kind of just be able to bring the whole vibe from the Manawatu in one go. Like you said, there's nine of us, so it's just like we show up and we're like, this is what we're doing and shall we do it, eh?
Yeah, cool. And you're a, an avid interviewer. You've interviewed far more than I ever have. What's your favourite interview question?
Oh, man. Far out. I don't actually know. I usually just go with the flow. I used to have a couple of weird ones for the end. They used to run the BBC Desert Island Discs, but don't run that on me, please.
Yeah.
I kind of just like to like check the vibe of the person and see how interested they are in their music and you know, it's really cool to catch up with a whole bunch of cool people from around the Motu who are out there doing music. A lot of them are touring artists and. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are just super excited to be doing it, so I just like try to tap into like their vibe and their reason for doing it mostly.
I actually, because that Desert Island Disc one's kind of annoying but like easy one to go to when you don't have, when you're out of questions at the end, but one of my favorite things about that is this follow-up, which I don't know if I made it up or if I heard it somewhere, but of like, if you don't survive on the island, then what would your funeral music be? And I think I just wanted to ask people about funeral music because on Radio Control they did these like kind of disc dive conversations where they would get two musicians would like talk to each other about like their, you know, favorite tracks or something, and it would include a funeral track. And I found like some of my favorite songs from like Kirsty's funeral track and Dave's funeral track, two wonderful Manawatu musicians. And yeah, but I feel like I used to ask it all the time, and then a couple of people were like, oh, that's really dark. And I was like, okay, you actually do have to catch the vibe. Like, there's some people you shouldn't ask that to, because, like, you know, if they're emotionally open enough, then they might actually start thinking about it slightly too seriously.
But what about the song you'd play for your, like, newborn child?
Oh!
That's a good one, yeah. Because I always think, like, some Miles Davis kind of blue. Like, that's the kind of thing you should have your child should be brought up on that, you know? Like, yeah, they should listen to some smooth stuff.
I fully reckon I'll play them Soda Boy Slasher.
So, to take the interview to a dark place, what would your funeral song be?
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know, why.
Yeah.
I've never thought about this before.
Yeah, I think that's why it hits home whenever I asked it, is because sometimes people felt like this was the first time they were actually vocalizing that, and that it was like a recorded, you know, session where they suddenly...
Far out. Yeah, I haven't really got one on the tip of my tongue.
Mm-hmm.
I've been listening to way too much, like, I listen to a bunch of emo shit, but, like, it's mostly, like, chill emo shit, so, I actually don't have one for you.
Yeah, okay.
I couldn't say one, nothing is popping to here we go. Seal, Kiss from
That's
there
great.
We go. That was the one that came too.
Cool.
I feel like that's a wedding song, the same.
Yeah. You know, same thing.
Yeah, fully.
Cool. For the audience out there who haven't heard much of Kaki and also Pining, you could speak to as well if you want. What's your sound like? What can people expect if they come along on Saturday night?
Well, Pining, I think they like to call themselves rooting music. like yearning rooting. But it's like it's very, very cool kind of shoegaze-esque just with like really beautiful harmonies, really nice keys. You have the Magnificent Maeve kind of fronting with a lot of the singing. And McKeag, of course, in their second band ever, after GTKB, coming in with some really, really cool stuff as well. Josh Finnegan, who you guys might know from Soda Boys and also Recitals and their solo project ABG. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Cass, who's in their first ever band with Piney Radiata. It's a really, really cool, beautiful sound from them, which is quite a contrast to what Kaki Department bring to the table. We're a bit noisier, but we do kind of lean into like kind of post-rocky stuff and just a lot of having fun with your friends, I guess. We've never, like, each song always feels a bit different, but always feels inherently like Taki Department.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really cool. Got a really cool group of people in the group. Selena Gosha, who's also Synthetic Children. You've got Shannon Georgia Peterson, who's joined us for the last kind of 6 months, who also does work as solo and with Sports Dreams. Dan Brown, who does a million different things with Polaroids and Polar Bears, Fun Life, Breakup Suite, etc. And then Ben Foster, who's been hanging out with us and bringing the Kami bass lines.
Sick. Yeah, and I had the chance. I had the chance to catch y'all at Snails not too long ago at their like kind of 10-year anniversary thing, and it was pretty raw, pretty huge, pretty energetic. And you had a like what you said, kind of post rocky vibe alongside having a bit of fun and getting going real hard.
Yeah,
is that what we can expect from y'all down here?
Yeah, we're hoping to conserve all our energy to absolutely just send it. It's our last date on tour,
yep.
So you can probably expect to see us down in the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
We do love to engage in the crowd, so don't be afraid. Someone will probably spin some kind of kopapa yarn,
yeah,
and say that it's going to be really nice, and then someone will play up and
ruin that. Yeah,
ruin it. Yeah, we'll see how it goes. Yeah.
It's actually quite a big drop from the stage at yours to the crowd. So like, be ready awesome. For that stumble.
Long leads.
Yeah.
Long leads. Yeah.
Watch out for your foot on that one.
Yeah. I might sit down on the edge of the stage and
slide off. Nicely. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Cool. Well, I can't wait for the show, and that is this Saturday. Definitely come along. You know Juno, also a very cool young emo band from the city. You've been playing a few awesome shows and played at Dankfest. Have you got any last words for the people of Otipoti?
Yeah, just shout out to everyone at R1 and shout out to everyone down there who's ever given us a listen. I'm really looking forward to coming down there and love the energy that's coming out of the Otipoti scene all the time. It's really, really choice to watch from afar. So it's going to be really cool to come and engage with it for a weekend. So I hope to see y'all there.
Skarks, heck yeah. Oh, and then also, you're a DJ. What's some tunes we should play?
Oh, far out. I played KMTP's Walk Out to Space again this morning.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that. I've been really enjoying the new Womb stuff. You know, I'm a bit obsessed with Womb. It's a bit sad for a drive show, though. Maybe yeah, some like that Karu and Dira Milan track.
Yes.
See No Evil. That
That's nuts. That's so good. I love, there's that line in that, the difference is when I code switch, Palangis think I'm John Campbell. And then it drops. It's like, that's Top the it. Best line Top I've heard. I'm Aotearoa rap for ages.
Yeah.
So
good. Yeah, it's so good. Yeah, so spin some of that up, get the people going.
Cool. Yeah, let's do that. Sounds good. I've got some I'm Amelia first though, because I couldn't search one of those quick enough. But yeah, thank you so much for joining us, Coupe, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Cheers.
Bye.
That was a Radio 191 FM podcast. Find more at r1.co.nz.